It's another evening again with your truly. Thank you. My name is Roy Masters. For those of you who are not familiar with my program, I created the basis of talk radio. There was no talk radio when I came into the media 55 years ago. In 1960, actually, so I didn't. You have to measure that. I've been married, let me see, how many, 64 years. So it's 55 years ago, 1960. You'll figure it out. But I've got something to say that's very important. And yesterday I was discussing the brainwashing by education and how dangerous education can be to create a political fixation, a hypnotic state from which nobody can overcome except by redemption, and I will explain that later on. But this is the opening of the program where I said that China has a way of educating its young people and then putting them to sleep with it. And the word sleep is not exactly a sleep. Hypnosis is hypnotic states is what most of you live in, for which reason you're not yourself lately. Have you ever awakened and said, I'm not myself lately, I'm drained? Have you seen the endless loops of thoughts you have and you cannot control them? See? So why is it you can't control your thoughts? Who is controlling those thoughts that repeat themselves over and over again, and ideas come into your mind from nowhere to do things that you shouldn't do? But there's a certain weird pressure to cause you to do it and make you feel remorse. And then that's whatever's inside you tells you that, and you think this is your thoughts, and you think, as a good person should, that what your thoughts are saying are good when it comes to saying this. Well, we must be responsible. You see, how do you make it good? See, how do you say sorry or whatever it is? How do you deal with the emotional problems that, or the thoughts that come to your head? Sort of recycling, and then new ones. What I'm trying to say is, nearly all of you have a persona, a mask, that covers all this up, and that people accept that as you, and you accept it as yourself. And I'm saying now that nearly all of you, in one way or another, live your life from the day you're born to the day you die in a state of hypnotic trance, or sin, as it should translate. It should translate into the modern word of temptation. Lead us away from temptation. What is temptation? It's something that stimulates you and it irritates you into submission, or makes you something very attractive, which is really dangerous. You go into it thinking it's love, and before you know it, it's got you. And so that is my opening statement, but I want to talk about education with respect to what I just said. And the number you need to call is 800-866-8883. And I was talking about China yesterday, but there were so many calls, I never got to it. So I welcome your calls, and the subject matter that I want to speak to you about, I will between the calls, or if it's a bit dry that day, tonight or tomorrow. I will make a big show of this, because your education, the way it's been presented, and I'll give you some places where you can go read because I'm not going to read all this stuff. I'm going to tell you what I know and make it nice and clear. See? Because what you read is just reported what really happened. Like Mao Zedong killed 45 million people in 45 million people, Chinese people, in his way of educating them. I'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My subject matter, and I would appreciate you just calling the number 800-866-8883 and to challenge me, to ask me about what I'm about to say, or what is wrong with you that you can't control your thoughts. But the subject matter is with concern to not being able to control your thoughts or your life. It has something to do with education and music. Music, modern music today. The universities, the way the children are educated out of all the common sense. And what came from a caller caused me to want to go into the subject of education. Because I've often said the professors in a university, even though they have good facts, they had bad opinions. I'll tell you why. Because you give them an opinion, they're going to be liberal. Because if you study too much, if you make study more important, make you think that if you study and you don't know a lot, you can accomplish a lot and be something. It's just the opposite from the truth. Too much knowledge will kill you, destroy you. And also destroy others if you're in a position of power. Sort of a figurehead, a pastor, a professor. All knowledge with no common sense. And so they do to others what was done to them. How they got to be that way is another story. But most of them, if I was to intersect or if I wanted to in my younger years, I don't want to, of course. But I could descend into a university with a certain brilliance and easily turn certain kinds of teachers and professors into teaching Marxism as if they were an American. That's why you have so many people on the left, so many professors on the left, because they have all knowledge and no common sense. Now, all you need to do has one person, you can start with one person in the psychiatry department, psychology, and that's where you begin, teaching communism slyly, see, and causing them to lose their values slyly. And I won't go into the way it's done yet, the kind of things. I'm just going to give you a partial beginning because these things can be looked up. I want you to, before I can continue, if you want to go to a place quickly, and find out something. Go to the Independent. Just go Independent. And you see that Mao Zedong killed 45 million people with his little red book and the things he brainwashed the people with. 45 million Chinese people were miseducated. And there was a civil war, of course. And you need to check Mao Zedong. That's not Mao. Look, you're just M-A-O, and if you know how to read the rest or remember how to spell it, Chinese, Mao. And do your homework about the little red book, okay? So they had to study. It's like the Muslims do it with their kids. Study the Quran. Study. And pretty soon, they can't think for themselves. And all the things they think of will be functioning at the behest, at the command of those who caused that to happen in them. So they cannot answer any questions. They cannot let Lord be logical. They can only do what they're told. And they can only understand so-called understanding at the mercy of those people who brought them up that way. So now you can say, what's that got to do with America? It has a lot to do with that America, because you see kids walking the streets. You see we're number 28 in the world the last time I looked. Education is destroying the kids. Education is the means by which they get to young people. But let me just stop for a minute, because I've known this without having to. I'm not the person that likes to do research. I don't. I see a problem, I hear about something, and in this case I would hear something about Chinese and how they actually educate their engineers and psychologists and mechanics in every kind. In theories, all kinds of good things. And I'm going to be talking about that in just a minute. Let me just take something off my screen because I'm finished with it. I got Mayo twice on here. Okay, so what I want to do with you, I've got a thing on the screen because I need to prompt you here a little bit. I've got something I've got to read in a few minutes, so let me just take this over. Let me take this over here. And put it here. Mao Zedong and the Red Book. There's only got a little bit here, but it's sufficient, so I'm going to continue my thoughts with reading you something. But first of all, as a person who hates research, I just don't like to be taught anything. I want to find out for myself. And I'm always looking for answers. And eventually, those answers show up, and it could be a newspaper article. It could be something on a screen in a movie. It could be that somebody sends me a book, and I click, 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 click. I have a huge, huge library. I don't read any of them. I read a little bit about the Bible sometimes, but I can't read too far when something just all by itself stands out. See, let me see. I'll give you one in just a minute when it comes to my mind as appropriate. But as far as scriptures are concerned and about the meaning of life, seek first the kingdom of God and all other things to be added. Oh, that stops me. That stops me right there. It stops me because there's a purpose. Seek first what is purposeful. What is purposeful? That's difficult to grasp. Seek first, what does it mean? Where is the kingdom of heaven? But you can remember it and read it and recite it. There's lots of other examples. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's reading. But do you really understand what that means? No. The chances are no. And so, but I can explain to you how doing unto others can actually, if it's wicked, if it's a wicked thing that has been done to you, then you would unnaturally natural. Do unto others what was done to you. So it only takes a shock or some kind of pressure or cruelty, and that can exist in a home in subtle ways, in overt, covert ways. And the covert way is school, under the guise of it being scholarship. You can brainwash children and destroy a country. If you make Christianity, for example, let me take Christianity, which is which you get from a book because you never really experienced the real people. They're all passed away, but they left information for you to read and letters for them to read. I have read those, always in a state of research, if the Bible seems to be a very good book. So therefore, how do I read a book? Okay, I don't read it from cover to cover. If I want a little history, I don't know all the history, because the history is a nice story. And in each historical event is the evidence of some evil or good. So I'm not inclined towards that. What I was inclined towards in my search for education was the Bible, the New Testament, because that had words in it that had tremendous meaning that never ends. It's almost like forever. And so when I came across, when I started to flick pages of a Bible, meaning a long time ago, and I haven't picked up the Bible, God knows, I did late at night for 10 minutes. See, that's very interesting, but it just made it interesting. It's nothing I could tell you about that, because it was just a happenstance to one of the apostles. It was Paul, and the Jewish people are that some don't believe in God. They're atheists. Even today, Jewish people can be Jewish without, because it's also a culture as well as a birthright. So you can still be Jewish and not believe in Judaism, because it's a state of being. It's like being a cannibal. It's a state of being. So let me talk to you. This is a very important thing. I'm starting on not on a good track here. But I was actually watching a movie, a documentary. I happened to be watching it, and I just came in the room, and it was on the screen, and there's a person in China. So I better get on to the subject matter, so you know where I'm getting at. And the reporter was talking to a student, and I was interested in the conversation, and he says, how is it things have changed from Mao Zedong, Little Red Book, which ended up in a war where with 45 million people killed and murdered? I mentioned that last night. He says, how has that related? Why are they giving you a good education now and not the little red book? And you're making an engineer and a psychiatrist, a doctor. Okay, how is it that a communist does that to you? I'll tell you in a minute. 800-866-8883. You hold on. Hold on, I'll be right back. 800-866-8883 from 6 to 8 o'clock. I speak to you at a specific time. All right. So, let me go to work here. I have some information on the screen. Just a little bit. You need to look into this. Look into what I'm saying. Because we have a different kind of China than it was in 1956. It went on for 4 or 5 years. You need to look out to Mao Zedong. M-A-O, that's one word. T-S-E, that's another word. T-U-N-G, Mao Zedong. Okay. The Red Book. But let me, before I go to seeing that, I've got to set you up a little bit. Let me finish off with this, what I learned. You're not going to learn much from this unless you understand what I'm about to say. And so I'm going to say it in a way from the better, if I could use the word better, way of education. Even it's just as dangerous, but it looks better. And I'll show you and how quickly I picked up on it. That's how I learn. And then you could look up what preceded, which I did to some degree, and found out how the mind works. Because all I care about is how does this all this work? How does education kill people? I'm not interested in being educated. I want to know why education can kill you and destroy you and deprive you of all common sense. And program you to be a communist or whatever hell there is in hell. Okay. So I'm going to focus on that just little thing. But it's a very important thing. And I'm going to emphasize it before I say it very quickly. So the conversation continues thus, roughly. He said, the Chinese student is talking to a reporter. And they're videotaping that. And they're doing that in a little bit of secrecy. Not that it'd do a whole lot if it ever got out. The communists don't care. Nobody would believe it anyway. This is what he said. He says, how it works is, for me, he still had some common sense left. He has some, you still can have common sense and still not be able to use it. I'll tell you what that is in just a minute, okay? So he says, I have a degree and I forget what it is. And I had a very good education. And they did everything for me and I did all these things, swimming, boxing, and everything. The best. Then it comes a time when you finished all your graduation and you got to get your degree. And in order to get your degree, you have to go through trial and tribulation, meaning a lot of pressure of useless things. Strange questions, difficulty to research, to wear you out day and night for months and months and months, until you finally succeed in imbibing that information through tremendous pressure. But the pressure itself is temptation. And after a while, you get tired and frustrated, but you go ahead and do it anyway. And because you know, you just have to do it. But then it becomes a compulsion to work harder and harder and to absorb all the things you don't really need and the things that you do need. But the point is, it's being pushed down your throat. You got to do this day and night, 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day. And guess what he said? Guess what the man said? That was interesting so far. But the man was, the young student was very precise. He says, what happened is I lost my intuition. I've lost my ability to invent, to discover things. I don't know where it's gone. Bingo! Got it. I could write, I've written lots of books on this. So you can understand it. I'm talking to you. Pressure. In other words, wait. Don't give him a red book or the Koran and make them study and make them, and to demoralize them so that you can control them. You can use them. You can control the population by robbing them of their intuition or to see what's really going on, so they won't rebel. They'll just be workers, who are engineers, and doctors and all the rest of it. They don't have, they have no power within them to fight against the powers that created them. And that's what he said. I've lost my ability to see what life is about. I've lost my creative. That's why the Chinese have to buy stuff from us, because they can't invent things for themselves. They have to get other people and spy on us to get what we do. Because we, to some degree, have created lots of geniuses. All the geniuses want to come across to America for a period of time. I'm not sure they want to come now, the way it's going. See, but they came here. And there's places, there's nothing else but intellectual giants who have common sense and make things and design things. That's a gift. That's a gift from God. But you take God out of the state of mind when you pressure your children. Now, when it comes to Christians, for example, do you really think you have a Christian if you pressure them into learning the Holy Writ and applaud him and pressure him? So you create one atheist who says, if that's Christianity, I want nothing to do with it. You see all the hypocrisy. They see all the mechanical behaviors. They see them loving, but not really loving, manipulating. All the world's a stage. So therefore, you can study something, and if you study the Holy Writ, it is the same. If you want to go back a little bit further, make a big leap. Adam and Eve. The knowledge of good and the knowledge of evil are both evil. So if you study it and cram it down somebody's throat and don't allow them to unfold it or guide them in the moment of need, patiently, as they grow. But to jam it down their throat, to make them a Christian right away, creates an atheist. If that's God, I don't want to have any to do with it. Do you understand, my Christian friends? So maybe you are one of them, and maybe you don't like what I'm saying. Who's this person? You've got to study it. No, it says this Holy Spirit is there. You need not need anyone to teach you, because the Holy Spirit, he says to his flock, he says, you can't understand now, but when I pass away, when I'm not with you, the Spirit will teach you all you need. So you need not any man to teach you. I'm trying to tell you, the Bible is beautiful, but if you just understand one word, cut one word, just one word, it's an epiphany. Wow! Epiphany is not the same as learning. Does my voice sound okay? I'm screaming as loud as I can. But what it is, I'm not close enough to the microphone. Yes, she did. My wife brought me water. Okay. There's the same things going on in my life this time of the day, so that may be a little bit in the way. But otherwise, I'm trying to make a point as best I can. So, let me see. Mao Zedong says, communism is not love. Communism is a hammer, which we use to crush the enemy. But the enemy happens to be the brightness of a person. Because unless you can crush a person, emotionally crush them and confuse them with the words of authority and the pressures and the words of authority, you cannot control, you cannot have power if people have common sense. I am advocating that you do not pressure your kids to study. Be gentle. Find out what they're interested in. That sort of thing. And be patient if they can't learn the alphabet or whatever it is. Always with patience, patient endurance. Do not push. Ever. Do not push Christianity. It's a beautiful religion. But it's only beautiful. It's only beautiful if you can see for yourself. And you cannot see for yourself if you're pressured. It produces a person who gobbles up knowledge. Now, that's not just Christianity. I'm spreading it to Christianity. A beautiful religion. A beautiful, it's not really a religion. It's the ability to transcend religion. Because if Jesus has said that, he says, you have no need for a teacher to teach you, for the Holy Spirit will speak to you. And what I'm saying to you is that the Christian Bible is magnificent in the information it imparts to you. And the best way to, if you don't mind me saying so, if you want to read the Old Testament, it's interesting history. It is. But it always has examples in the stories of those who are noble and those who are ignoble. Like David, King David. It's a long story about King David. So he brings down a big giant. See? Okay, and then he becomes a king. And then he takes advantage of being a king and marries, sees a beautiful woman, you know, bathing on her roof. And then finds out who the husband is, sends him to war, so he gets killed and marries. There's the dark side of it. Now, these are interesting things. What good? When you do something good, what good is? Then good is. When you do something evil, where's the evil coming from? Where's the good coming from? I can say this: the brain is beautiful or evil, depending upon who is the master.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
All right, so you did understand the point I was making. To Mao Zedong, the Little Red Book, and now I'm going to read. Some sources claim that over 6.5 billion printed volumes have been distributed in total. Others contend. Let me see if I can put this up on my screen so I can get... Here it is. Let me see where I start from the beginning. A reminder, Chinese education robs engineers of intuition, initiative, and self-reliance. The education system here in China puts a heavy emphasis on rote memorization, which is a great for students' test-taking ability, but not for the problem-solving and leadership abilities of their interpersonal skills. Chinese schools. Excuse me, because I'm reading something and my screen goes too fast. The 9-hour tests and lots of pressure welcome the Chinese school system. The Guardian newspaper. This is it. It goes too fast for me. Okay. I'm trying to read something and my screen moves up too quickly. So maybe I'll work with my... Pardon me. Let's see if it works better. No, it doesn't work any better. So I will do my best. You'll forgive me. The Guardian newspaper, that's in England. Chinese student Ting Ting leaves school at 3:45 p.m. daily. But her day is just beginning. She had an hour homework plus lessons in ping pong, swimming, art, calligraphy, piano. Ting Ting also attends expensive cramming school at weekends. Hear that? Expensive cramming school at weekends, leaving her tired. See, the mother of the student says, I've seen the British circular materials, and I'm actually kind of jealous British teachers who guide their students to discover things on their own. They just don't feed them the answers like in China. Yet Chinese parents and educators see their own system as corrupt, dehumanizing, pressurized, and unfair. And in fact, many are looking to the West for answers. The education system here puts a heavy emphasis on rote memorization, which is great for students but test-taking ability, but not for their problem-solving leadership abilities or their interpersonal skills, he said. This is all written down. Chinese schools just ignore these things. Okay, Chinese communism is not love. It's a hammer which we use to crush the enemy. So now the Red Book precedes the modern way of doing it. The Little Red Book, some sources claim, was 5.5 million printed volumes, have been distributed in total, and others contend the distribution ran into billions. But the book's phenomenal popularity may be because it was essentially an unofficial requirement for every Chinese citizen to own, to read, and to carry it around all the time in the later half of Mao's rule, especially during cultural revolution. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. You need to look up on education in China. And then I can't tell you because there's so much. But I'm giving you the eye of the needle. I'm going to give you the right to the very tiny little prick into their head. See? It's just a cunning trick. And it's working with every kind of education, every kind of religion, can make you think, destroy your common sense and make you think you're going to God. And if that common sense, the intuition is destroyed, you're not going to go to God. You're just going to be a machine that does all these things very good and get praise and get good money. But you can't rebel and you don't know how to make something new. You can't create a new skill from yourself. You can't understand anything that's meaningful. And therefore, since you don't understand anything that's meaningful, you can also ignore virtues and values that are imprinted in the Christian and Jewish religion. In other words, even studying your book as if you have enough words in your head will kill you. It will kill that part of you that's the most important part. Your body, your brain, it disintegrates and the worms eat it when you die. See, I hope that, you know, and I was just going to make a funny crack here, but it isn't funny. The brain is beautiful or evil, depending upon who is master. Okay? I'm trying to get you to see hands off pressuring your kids. It may be too late because they're in rebellion. It may be too late because they're in conformity. In the conformity, you have a potential to be accepted in the government that set that in motion. Even in your average home, where the bright person embarrasses the parents and are jealous of their natural intuition, it is so evident that children, when they get to 3 or 4 or 5, they ask questions that you can't answer. But that you could see the brilliance in them and how they think and how they question. If you shut them down, it's if you shut them down and say, you know, I don't know what it is, I'm sorry, I'm too busy. Or if you send them to school not knowing who the teachers are. That's like saying, here's about as in my millions of dollars of saving in gold. Could you mind it for me until this evening? I'll pick it up. Would you do that with gold? But don't do it with your kids. The school system stinks. It's always stunk with communism. And that's the reason why you got the problem. Communism understands it. It understands as you pressure kids. Now you're going to give them a degree, Mr. President. But you know damn well that the degree all by itself is meaningless. You need the knowledge, but you need the understanding of the knowledge. You need to understand it. Let me just talk about understanding, can I? Let me just say it quickly. So, okay, to remember, let's say the word in love your enemy. Does it mean to kiss his butt? What does it mean to love your enemy? Come on now. What does it mean to love your enemy? You're going to go along with them? There's a group of people who read it and without guidance, without a loving parent, or, you know, rebelling, having had a bad life, you decide you want to become a good person, you pick Christianity, which the New Testament is perfect, literally perfect in the language, except for a few places. Lead us not into temptation is a bad translation. Lead us away from temptation. God doesn't lead you into temptation. Thank you very much for that, if you don't mind. Common sense. I notice it. I say, why do people... I read that. Lead God... Well, I stop. I read that. That doesn't make sense. Lead us not into temptation. God doesn't lead you into temptation. Something else does. He leads you away from temptation. What's going on here? Translation? Or betrayal. Which is it? And so therefore, what is love? Love your enemy. Okay. You have to know what love is. And love is not it's only a name for something that is metaphysical. Do you understand? Language if you are subject to language. If you are learning and you're only learning words and language, you will never have any understanding of it except when you're a watchmaker or you're a mechanic. You can be trained to do anything. If the bad side of the force is your master, then you're a slave of that. And no matter how good a good mechanic you are and how much money you make, you're not living. What you need is creative instinct. Creative instinct is like God created the universe. That's creative. He created something. The universe didn't create itself, don't you ever believe anybody? It doesn't make any sense. You're an atheist, you start with the universe was always there. You see. It wasn't. It's expanding and the sea is expanding and growing. It's going to grow forever. And then begin to see that. And begin to see if you measure or anybody with a cleverness. They have discovered, for example, the temperature of the universe as it's expanding. Now listen carefully. They said, this is what gets me. As I get these little pieces, so I hear, all I have to hear is it's expanding. Or it means an infusion of energy. Does it not? Does it not have an infusion? David, what happened? All right, did it go over the minute I heard? See, I'm interested writing books, and it's coming to me at a fast pace. And then all I have to do is find the way to arrange the words so they more seem more intelligent. More, I could go over it 1,000 times when I'm saying the same thing in different ways. That's all, and then finally I'm happy. But it's so what I'm saying here is that the word only is a description of a state of mind. And the word love, you can have the love of the world, but that's not the same as the love from him who made the world. Not the same, is it? It's just a noise that you think you understand. And so, but if you think you understand that love your enemy means you kiss his butt. Excuse the expression to make the point. And if you think that you should love your enemy, you should go to be at peace with him. No matter how wicked you want to make peace with him, even though he's going to kill millions and millions of people, you see that you think that if you loved him, you had the power to overcome his evil with good. No way in hell is that possible. But there are people who believe that. And there are people behind who believe that, who push that forward and become your president or your friends. See, pushing you towards the enemy. Love your enemy. Love them. And all there is to the enemy emboldens the enemy. In other words, they create war. Okay. So I've got a couple of minutes here. Did you understand my point of view? That there's a difference between memory, which is valuable. Otherwise, I couldn't speak English. I must say, I'm doing a good job tonight with my English. The point is, I don't even know how my brain works and how my mouth opens and closes, says these things. I don't know where it's coming from. I'm not figuring out things ahead of time. I'm looking at my mouth. Hello, Roy. Yeah. And my mouth is opening and closing. I don't know where it's coming from. I haven't prepared anything, a few things on the screen, because I need to read you something that backs me up. That's all. I don't like to do that. There's a difference between learning. The knowledge of good is evil. To learn it by heart is stupid. It's brainwash. It's called brainwashing. So which religion do you belong to? Are you a Muslim? Are you Jewish? What are you? Are you a cannibal? What are you? Are you a Nazi? What are you? You're a racist? How do you get that way? What do you understand about language? About how you got to be that way? It seems so right to you to burn cities down and kill people. Where's it all coming from? You weren't born with that. The brain is beautiful or evil, depending upon who is master of it. So, intuition, the word itself, intuition had to come from way back in maybe Greece, maybe Greek. In intuition, tuition from within, not slapped on like a coat of paint. Because if you do that, if you think you can get ahead and with a degree and studying, You are all knowledge and no common sense, and you're not a human anymore. But you have anxiety. That is your human part. If you have anxiety about your education, drop it like a hot potato and go about your business of doing it yourself and reading it for yourself without pressure. And don't pressure yourself. Do not pressure yourself thinking, I got to take your time. Find a job.
Quick break.
Find a job, make a living, and then.
Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
You're live.
How many people can't read? How many people rebel against rote learning? And some, I've helped people who try to read a book because the teacher caused them to rebel. You don't hear much about this, but let me say it exists in various degrees. But this will make another point. So you have a teacher that makes fun of you when you don't understand something, and especially if you don't understand it because there's no understanding in it. See, 2 and 2 doesn't make 5. But that's what comes at you in various ways. And you can see it, but the kids don't. So they learn 2 and 2 is 5. Or they learn language by just remembering it and not understanding what it means. Just learn this, just memorize it. And mathematics the same way. And I have no idea what they are doing these days, but they use it. Instead of learning 1 and 1 makes 2, explaining how it all works, they got some system that I've been disconnected from seeing it all, but you know what I'm talking about. There's a way to educate people, kids, and then confuse them. And I'm not going to go into that because I don't know what that is. It's just, I know it happens. I don't bring the subject up very long. It just comes with me to say this as in addition to what I'm saying. But the trauma of this gentleman or the people I've spoken to about this and helped is they reject the teacher because of the confusion that's being put in them. But at the same time, they are rejecting the education, which is something they do really need to learn in the right way, to love your enemy, to know what it means to love your enemy. But you see, I already gave an example of loving your enemy, which really only helps the enemy to be an enemy. It's an appeasement. But see that. So loving your enemy is don't hate your enemy. There it is right there. Love means don't hate your enemy. Then you win. Now you know what I mean by hate. It's anger. Yes, it's anger. So you could actually talk about that one word, as I just did. Did I not talk about one word? I can spend for a whole evening on that word. But the point is, if you discuss with people and don't push it on them, but the people had it pushed on them are all knowledge and no common sense. They look like they're human, but they're not. See? They look like they're free, but they're not. But now I'm trying to free you. I'm trying to free you to make you see, help you see, that understanding is human. Monkeys cannot understand. They haven't got the capacity to understand. They can learn a little bit. They can dance and smoke cigarettes, chimpanzees, and do this and act like us, train it. The dog can roll over for a crumb of food. But you understand, it's conditioning. Human beings, the brain of a human being is beautiful or evil depending on who is master. Do you understand that? Who is the master? I'm trying to wake you up if you've rebelled at the teacher because you want to keep out the knowledge. What you kept out the teacher, but you also kept out the knowledge. So the knowledge could be good, but the way the teacher teaches it causes a reaction to reject the teacher and the book. So when it comes to you trying to teach yourself, you find yourself, the hate of the teacher is still in you. And the book represents it. Just like I said, if you had Mao Zedong's picture everywhere, and you know what he's like and how dangerous he is, that picture, everywhere you go, has the effect of reinforcing what he's done to you. And so every book that you read, since you rejected the teacher in the hope of, you know, because you feel that the teacher is getting inside you, you sense it, your intuition senses the teacher is taking you away from something, and you know there's something wrong with the way you're being taught. And you may know it may be right, but you deep down inside, your intuition, you did the right thing. But they only did the right thing in the wrong way. You resented the teacher, and the teacher got inside you. And so when you look at a book and you try to teach yourself to read, you can't, because you can't help but associate it with the teacher. It's like a hypnotic state. Hello? Does anybody understand what Roy Masters is saying today? Don't press your kids. Take them out of the school when they start to tell you, when they start to come home tired, when they come to the store crying. After a while, they overcome it, and they begin to start to hate you because you don't see what they see at school. And they hate you for sending them at school. And pretty soon, they begin to love the school or whatever is in the school raging and supporting the worst in them. And so they open themselves to the school. There's many people do. Whatever they learn doesn't do any good. It doesn't make them any better. But the point is, it's a release of pressure. But then they go out in the world and can't do anything. You can't get a job from anybody, because people who have businesses have common sense. They wouldn't hire you. They're looking for a person who's still bright. Am I bright enough to be hired from you, please? Am I bright enough that you listen to what I have to say? Can we have a radio program now after this hour? Edwin, would you like to talk to me about your problems of learning or whatever? Or should we just leave it alone at that and take calls after this break? 800-866-8883. I've been yelling all day at somebody, so that's why I don't have a voice now. Yes, and all day yesterday, too. You know, it's not my wife. Okay, we'll be right back. So pardon the voice thing.
Okay. Okay, you got 1 minute. Go ahead. Dad?
Yeah, I'm there.
You got 1 minute.
Okay. Oh, 1 minute. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, juveniles and crocodiles, please, excuse me. Would you please consider supporting the Foundation of Human Understanding? I didn't speak to many people on this. I wanted to finish the subject. I hope I succeeded in not pulling away from the Holy Bible, but to understand it. And don't be worried that you don't. Just look at it and look to understand it, and don't worry about whether you remember it or not. Okay, thank you. So please call my office if you want to do business with us, but better still, quickly, go to my website, fhu.com, and there's a meditation exercise called Be Still and Know, and also one for free.
Gotta go.
Okay, it's